This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man with a taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole the faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Well, hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. I am live from CPAC 2017. President Trump was here this morning at approximately 10 a.m., a little after 10. I got to tell you, it was the most surreal scene because, you know, obviously I knew Trump was going to be here, and I'm actually staying at the same hotel at the Gaylord National where the CPAC conference is. And I just have to share with you what I saw this morning. First of all, I'm going to go over the speech, but just the optics of what I saw. So, you know, I'm basically just getting dressed to come down to the fracas of CPAC, and so I'm looking out the window. My hotel faces out to the front of the hotel, and as I look out the window, I see the president's helicopter, and they're flying really low, and I'm like, oh man. It was such a surreal thing in terms of, you know, I talk about optics a lot on the show, and the optics of seeing that vision of the president's helicopter flying towards the Gaylord for the event, obviously, that CPAC was such a powerful image. And then they land in the parking lot across the street. It was incredible. I got to tell you, it was incredible. The crowd was obviously very boisterous, as usual. For the people that don't really know about CPAC, it's the Conservative Political Action Conference. It's held every year in Washington, D.C. It is, I would say, the leading conservative confab that, again, goes on every year. It tends to skew very young. I think I heard the other day is 50% of the participants here at CPAC are actually college students, which is kind of cool. So you have this really, you know, young, really motivated crowd of young people, which is really nice to see. So not all millennials are a bunch of liberals and lazy, because evidenced by the fact that they're here. So Donald Trump gave a speech at 10 o'clock this morning. It was equal parts. He was very. I'll tell you this. This is what I've noticed about President Trump lately, is that he is becoming a lot more comfortable in putting out his own narrative. He's getting a lot more comfortable at it. I've noticed he was very humorous. Look, he's a really funny guy, I got to tell you. You know, and when you see him live, he feeds off the crowd. He really knows how to work the crowd. He feeds off the crowd. It's quite a thing to behold, to be honest with you. The speech he gave was phenomenal. But let me just read to you, because I have here the Yahoo News, okay? So how they presented this. So, let me just read to you the Yahoo article. President Donald Trump promised Friday to keep Americans safe from foreign terrorists with beefed up borders and massive military and a massive military buildup. Okay, I didn't hear that about the massive military buildup. Okay, in a staunchly nationalistic address to conservative reporters, as if. You know, nationalism or populism is a bad thing. You know, it's amazing the perception. And by the way, because I was, you know, I am in the media. I was in the media scrum, okay, and that's really what it is with the media scum. He really went after the media a lot in this speech. He said the era of empty talk is over. It's over. Now is the time for action. Nobody's going to mess with us, folks. Nobody. It will be one of the greatest military buildups in American history. Offensively, defensively, bigger and better and stronger than ever before. And hopefully we'll never have to use it. But I love, again, I love how the media, you know, spins their own narrative. So here's how Yahoo News said it. The hawkish message was lapped up by conservatives gathered in Oxon Hill, Maryland. You know, and you get, and I keep hearing one of the things he did too is, of course, he continued his assault on the fake news media. He continued his assault going after the media. He said this: they are the enemy of the people. Because they have no sources. They just make them up when there are none. And it was interesting because, and I'll tell you why, and I talked about this actually yesterday evening to somebody at a gathering. The fact that you get these news stories that come out that are unsourced news stories, you know, I could basically say anything. I could say anything to anybody. And they aren't sourced. That's one of the things he talked about. He said, yeah, you know, I read about how there are nine people said, blah, blah, blah. He kept saying nine people. He's like, you know, and you and I both know there's no people. He was hilarious. I got to tell you, he was very, very, you know, he just knows how to work the crowd. That was really his core theme. He's continuing this core message, this core theme, which is basically that the press is the opposition, that the press is the opposition, that the press is the enemy of the people. I mean, he kept hammering with that. In fact, that was really the theme of the speech. I mean, it was pretty much that. And then he went on to policy. But the main thing he wanted to get across was that, he talked a lot about fake news. He said fake news probably about 10 times, reference to fake news. And then he went on and talked about his nationalist economic message. We heard Steve Bannon talking about that as well yesterday, continuing the theme of the messaging, i.e. that we're gonna have a very strong economy and we're gonna put America first. This is not a crazy concept here. This is something that he talked about throughout the campaign. He has continuously talked about it, and today he just reinforced it. And another thing he said, which I love when he says this, he says there's no such thing as a global anthem, a global currency, or a global flag. This is the United States of America that I'm representing. And he said Americans believe the same red blood of great, great patriots. So he talked about that. And then he also, of course, touched on border security. And, of course, the crowd chanted, build that wall, build that wall. But, he just basically was red meat to the crowd, gave them what he wanted, what, you know, they wanted to hear. But by the same token, it's important. It's important that that he reiterates that to his base. But we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Color me your color, baby. Color me your Edward Woodson Show.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
I need some more.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432. So I am joined now by Donna Rice Hughes. She is the president and CEO of Enough is Enough. It is an internationally known internet safety expert, author, speaker, film producer, and general badass.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Donna, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it. You do a lot of work with the internet, security, and that's one of the things that Melania Trump is also working on. Tell us about your organization and what you're involved in now. It's very interesting.
Yeah, thank you. Since 1994, Enough is Enough, which I am the CEO and president of, we've been on the front lines fighting to make the internet safer for children and families from pornography, child pornography, sexual predation, and now the new social web, cyberbullying is a big issue. And trafficking and other dangers. So our focus is to protect kids and families online. We work with Congress. We work with law enforcement to get our laws enforced, update public policy, work with corporate America. And we also developed a curriculum for parents to teach them how to be the first line of defense to protect their kids when they're online, because no kid is immune from online dangers. So.
And you know, here's the thing, because of the way the internet is now, it is a really, it's something that's, I think, very precarious, very dangerous out there. A lot of people don't know it. People don't know, like, what their kids are even involved in, right? It's, and there are so many influences online. And you can literally have another like double life, right?
Or a triple life, or whatever.
Or whatever.
Yeah. So the internet is, first of all, is just simply a neutral technology, but because it's open and very much unregulated in so many aspects, so many of the laws that we have haven't been applied to the internet or they're not aggressively enforced all the time. And so kids are online. They were the early adopters of the internet, and guess who else were the early adopters? The bad guys, the criminals,
sure.
The child pornographers, the traffickers, the pornographers, and the sexual predators. So so they connect with vulnerable kids online. And so parents have got to realize that anytime their child has an internet-enabled device, which includes a gaming device, a Wi-Fi connected device, a smartphone, the Wii, the Xbox, you name it, the tablet. If it's connected to the internet, they've got all the good and all the bad. All the good people, all the bad people. All the good content, all the bad content. And so parents have got to really understand that their kids are not immune to any of these dangers. And not only that, the dangerous people and content are not passive. They are actually aggressively seeking out ways to manipulate young people. The pornographers have all kinds of tricks to get kids to their website. Preteen boys and girls are among the highest users of hardcore pornography online. That kind of material is not even protected speech. So you go, well, if it's not protected speech, why is it there? Well, it's there because the obscenity laws haven't been enforced at all under Obama. They were some to some degree under Ashcroft, not at all under Clinton. And so the great news with these existing laws that we already have is that President Trump signed the first ever Children's Internet Safety Presidential Pledge that we authored right before the GOP convention, right before he got the nomination officially. So now we have the first president that has said, hey, we're going to apply the rule of law to the internet, and we're not talking new law right now. The first thing to drain the cyber swamp, and that's our hashtag, drain the cyber swamp, is to get all of the laws that we currently have on the books in force. And we've also asked for some other things that he's agreed to, so we're very excited he's taking this seriously. Now to his wife, Melania. Excellent choice of a platform for her, I believe. Cyberbullying is perfect for her. She has just she has demonstrated so much grace and dignity in how she has presented herself, how she's dealt with a lot of the hard knocks that she has gotten and that her son has gotten, and even that her husband continues to get, depending on, you know, how you look at it. But and so I think she's got a great opportunity to have empathy on this issue and say, yeah, we're living in a divided time where people are using technology to hurt and harass each other, and it's time for us to come together and take the high road and apply the golden rule and start to treat each other with dignity and respect. And so that's what we promoted, Enough is Enough. And so I'm glad she's taking up the mantle. And we hope to help her however she needs our help.
Now, have they actually reached out to you in any way?
She has not, but we have reached out to her. But she, as you know, she's just getting her team together. She's just now hired a chief of staff. And so I think that's good. You know, she's on a, I mean, in my opinion, she's gotten some criticism, but I think that she's actually showing that as the First Lady, that it is absolutely okay to, first of all, be a wife and a mom.
I agree. You know what? I agree. In fact, she got a lot of flack for the fact that, you know, well, how come she's not moving to D.C.?
Right.
What's going on with their marriage? You know, I thought it was a courageous position, frankly, to say, you know what, we're not going to pull Barron out of school. Why are you going to disrupt his life? I'll move to D.C. When he's done with his school, and that's it. And I also noticed about Melania, you're right, she's grace under pressure. That's a good way of putting it. But also, I sense that she really doesn't like being in the limelight. She's not. I get the sense that, and it's interesting because, you know, obviously she was a model, but she doesn't. She really doesn't like, you know, the limelight, or she prefers to stay back. And you know what? That's her prerogative. You know,
yeah.
And she's been given a lot of kind of flack for that. And you know, they're questioning like what's going on with her, even to the point of like what's going on with her marriage. You know.
Well, a lot of speculation. And look, I think she's just a wonderful balance to the president, who is very extroverted, loves people, loves.
Oh, yeah.
Out there likes the limelight, and good for him, because you know that's part of why he won. People felt,
sure,
I can connect with him and he can connect with me, and she's a good balance. And I think to have her as a safe place for him, and she appears to be much more introverted, and she's very devoted to her son. And the message that I get from that is a good strong message that I think young mothers need to have, and that is, look, my first priority needs to be my family. And career second, and everything else after that. And it's hard to balance all of that.
Sure.
So I think she's taking this in measured steps. I applaud her for that. I applaud her for stepping out on a difficult issue for her. But I think she's going to do great with it. And I also think the first family's really primed to take on this whole internet safety issue. Even just yesterday in Washington, D.C., Ivanka really pressed on the White House to start looking at sex trafficking. And that's one of the issues that we deal with, that we also address in the pledge that her father signed. So I think that we're ready to go. We've got a first family devoted to making sure that kids are safe online. So, yay.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Well, listen, thank you for coming on the show, Donna Rice. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank
you.
We'll be right back.
Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for health care? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising health care costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing health care for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Pack in the wind. That'll mean that's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Hope you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up.
Welcome back to the show. I am live from CPAC. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I am joined now by Michael Luftus from the flip side with Michael Luftus. How are you, my man?
I am good, man. This is crazy. I've never been to CPAC.
Is this the first time for you?
Absolutely.
And actually, this isn't that crazy.
Really? This is subdued?
This is actually not as crazy because we now have a President Trump, and it's... When in the past, when there's opposition going on,
okay,
then it's even crazier. Dude.
See, that's what I need to see, dude.
Yeah,
I need to come
crazier.
In here when people have like little camps and there's like the Ted Cruz people,
dude. Last year, that was what was going on,
and that had to have been great.
And I was just yelling at all the Ted Cruz people because there was literally last year just there was the Cruz people, and then there was the Trump people, and there was the warring faction.
But there was a lot of other people in the mix back then, right?
Yeah, no, not
or
really.
Was it really just a two-person race?
Pretty much at that point, last year, it was pretty much Cruz was still kind of threatening,
yeah,
but not really.
Exciting,
yeah.
Though. Exciting,
yeah, yeah.
Stuff.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean by that. That's, you know, because conflict is exciting in politics.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. Good conflict means good storytelling.
Exactly.
Good storytelling. But we got a happy ending here with the Trumpster.
Oh.
Did you see that this morning?
It was awesome.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
I missed it. I'm still there. Still people talking about it.
It was awesome. You know why? It's because, first of all, I got to tell you, Trump is hilarious.
He is. Everybody's saying that.
Freaking hilarious, dude.
He's got great timing.
He does. And he feeds off the crowd, and he knows exactly. It's almost like he knows exactly what to say to the crowd, and he feeds off the crowd. And I just thought he was so funny today. I mean, really.
And he knows when to go self-deprecating as well.
Correct. And he will.
Yes.
And it's just like he's, Yeah, I got to tell you, he was just, this morning he was hilarious. And it's funny because then you read the accounts in the media. Like I was reading this this article in Yahoo, right? One of the first accounts of it, and it's like it painted it as being dark.
Oh,
it was dark. Oh, and it was militaristic.
Dark, militaristic.
And,
they love dark. They love dark.
And I'm telling you, I didn't watch that speech, dude. I don't know what they're talking about. Same with like during the inauguration.
Yeah.
Like I watched that speech, and then I heard the pundits talking about it. I'm like, what are you guys talking about?
But dark is the big catchphrase.
Saying
he's giving a dark speech. Dark,
right.
Dark. And even like the Washington Post now, it's like what? Democracy dies in darkness, which is like a Harry Potter title, right?
Right.
It's like they're bringing back the series. You're a newspaper editor, Harry Potter.
It's true.
Tommy gets to read. Tommy has a sock.
That's true. That's so true. So, you know, I'm asking a lot of the people here, and since this is your first time, and even though your show is a little bit irreverent, it's kind of like mine in that sense.
Yeah.
And you don't really get into politics per se. I mean,
I'm not a policy guy.
No, I know.
I know.
So now that we are here at CPAC, one of the questions that I've been asking all my guests is, you know, what exactly does it mean to be a conservative now? Because I don't think that you can answer that.
Here's what I think it's the common sense party. I really do.
That's
like
good.
People are like, oh, you're a populist. Oh, you're a conservative. Oh, you're libertarian. Oh, you're this. Like trying to like cut the cake into little tiny slices. But I really think it's the common sense party. There's stuff that just makes sense on an intuitive level, and you're like, thank you. Like, and it's one of the big frustrations, and I've talked about this on you know the flip side before. For like 8, 9, 10 years, you just heard Washington go, our immigration system's broken. We really got to look at that. The immigration system's broken. We really got to look at that. And then all these years later, Donald Trump goes, you know what we're going to do? We're going to build a wall. And everybody's like, I like him.
Well, not just
right?
that.
It's
no,
just
no,
stupid
not just,
it makes so much sense.
Well, not just that. No, what? Here's what even makes more sense. You're just going to enforce the existing laws.
Yes.
Because and you're absolutely right. No, we've been hearing for 30 years, well, we really need comprehensive immigration reform. We really need comprehensive. And then they just repeat it. It's this mantra, right? And people don't even know what that means.
Right.
And so Trump was like, actually, going to your point of common sense, actually, we need to enforce the existing laws.
Yes. We're a very generous
country.
A million people a year come in here. We're not going to close the doors. We're still letting people in, but I'm sorry. You got to come. There is a line.
Nobody likes somebody cutting in line. No, I mean, and that's
be
what it comes
to. Disney World or in our country.
It's true.
I totally agree.
And again, that goes back to common sense. Like, you're like, and everything, I've been saying for the last 8 years, we've been living in like bizarro world, okay?
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, don't piss on my leg and tell me that it's raining.
Yes.
Okay? So that's what's been going on.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? What are you talking about?
And the media was completely complicit in that.
Well, dude, of course, because they have their own agenda.
Exactly. You know, and so now they're mad when people are like, fake news. Well, yes.
You are fake.
You had a political agenda.
You are fake.
And that's the other thing. That is the most beautiful thing to watch happening, sweeping the nation.
And dude, they get so pissed off. So they do. So today, I just got to tell you this. So today, obviously, I'm in the back. I'm in the media, you know, in the media
hut,
the media section, and you can totally tell like the national media. So when Trump, you know, says something, for instance, Trump is saying, just being Trump, and he's funny. You know, you could just kind of see the disdain in the national media, and they're just like. And then there's the other media that are friendly to him, and everybody's just clapping, they're laughing. It's like everybody's having a good time. Like I'm telling you, everybody, you can just it's so stark. You can just see, okay, that's mainstream media, national media, okay.
Yes, and then there's that, like, you know, when you have a live guest and you think, oh, this guy might cuss or he might say something, you get that 10-second delay, right? Like they do it on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we have a 6-second right? delay. Yeah.
The mainstream media has that delay when it comes to interpreting what Trump just said. Like he will say something that is obviously a joke, everybody laughs, right. And then after their delay, they've twisted it to be like he's attacking the First Amendment.
Right, and he mentioned that actually in the speech today. He's like, yeah, they're saying I'm attacking the First Amendment, yeah, the First Amendment. He's like, the First Amendment applies to people, too. It was just hilarious.
The best was his press conference.
Oh. Know,
he's taking. He's like, and I know what you're going to say.
Oh.
You're going to go, oh, he's losing his mind. Oh, he's going, I'm having a great time. And everybody in the press is like laughing. And yeah, he is. He's having. And then 30 seconds later, it was a dark,
right.
Dark day for democracy.
Everything is dark. And you even heard some pundits saying, is he going to come after journalists now and kill us?
Yes.
Hopefully, yes. Hopefully. Yeah,
they really act. There's a segment of the population that really acts like concentration camps are under construction, and there's like armies of police officers rounding people up. It is the funniest thing ever. Just the complete disconnect from reality.
Yeah.
They're going to be so bummed out. They're going to be so bummed out this time next year when none of this has happened.
And when he starts actually winning.
Oh.
That's going to really piss them off.
It's going to be, I think America is going to be shocked with how fast he can make stuff happen.
I agree.
But how Congress is going to drag their feet.
Right.
That is going to be very telling.
You're already seeing that. You know, like, look, they should already have had a replacement ready to go for Obamacare, right? I mean, that should have been already in the works.
Yeah, that one is so tough. But, like, the tax reform.
That's an easy one.
Yeah. Come on. You get a couple pots of coffee. You put Mitch McConnell in a room with Paul Ryan for an evening. And you walk out, everybody's happy.
I don't know about that. It sounds good in theory, there.
In theory, yeah.
Sounds good in theory, but I don't know if that's necessarily going to happen. All right, so how can people get in touch with you?
Here's what they got to do. Go to theloftistparty.com. Theloftistparty.com. That's going to have links to the TV show. It's going to have the links to my other shows, the pod, all of it.
All right.
The Pandora's box of goodness.
Okay.
It's like a reverse Pandora's box.
Thank you. All right, brother, man. Thanks
good
for
to see you, buddy. Right, always man. A blast. Always a
always,
blast.
Always. Michael Loftus. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here, and we are joined now by Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Ellen, how are you?
I am doing just fine. I'm here at the White House today. You're still at CPAC, and it's interesting. The president just signed an executive order shortly ago where he asked all the regulatory agencies within 60 days to take a look at any of the orders, regulatory reform, constitutional burdens, or regulatory burdens that he said eliminates jobs, that are outdated, unnecessary, ineffective, impose costs that exceed the benefits, create inconsistencies with any of this, and that's basically what they have. Now, if an agency has issued very few regulations, then they can apply to be exempt from that order. But of course, most agencies do issue many guidance and orders. So most agencies will have to do this.
Now, Ellen, were you able to catch the speech this morning?
I saw the whole speech, of course.
And
the Fox News Channel and caught the speech.
Oh, actually, you know what? Somebody told me that they saw you on Fox. They're like, "Oh, Ellen's on Fox right now." I get all the Ellen updates from people.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll get calls from all over the country, and they'll say, "Oh, Ellen's on Fox right now."
surprising they have such an old bat like me still on, but they do.
Well, let me just tell you, in terms of my listeners, they love you. People ask me about all the time about you.
All the time.
That's very nice. Okay. So now the other thing, though, the regulatory thing is very interesting. It happened at the White House today as soon as the president came back from his speech. But then there was a gaggle. Now, normally in the olden days, the gaggles either occur, well, and they still occur, on Air Force One as they're going to some place or coming back from some place, depending on the timing. Or they used to be in the mornings, but Dana Perino got rid of them. So now there was a gaggle, and only certain groups were invited. It was the pool and an expanded pool of mainly more right-wing-oriented news or outfits. And the White House correspondents objected. In fact, two of them, Time Magazine and someone else, refused to go. But, of course, the sound from it was everywhere. But because it was the pool, it did not stop, and it wasn't on camera, it did not stop people from asking some very, very tough questions. My guess is that Sean Spicer won't do that again, and it's just better to do a briefing.
So when you say, okay, so how is that different from a briefing, though?
Well, a briefing takes place in the briefing room. Usually right. There's cameras on, although there can be a briefing without cameras if they call for that. But this takes place in Sean Spicer's office around his desk, generally.
Oh, and, that's weird.
Yeah. Right? I think he just should have done the briefing. He would have gotten one or two questions. He would have gotten other questions from other people. But because it was a gaggle, these people could just hammer away at him. I just think it wasn't smart news strategy, but that's just my viewpoint.
Well, you know of what you speak. So what did you make of the speech this morning? I thought it was, equal parts humor on his part and his...
If I were advising the president, I would say, you know what? Let the press do their thing. Don't pay any attention to it and just move on. And unfortunately he doesn't. This fake news stuff or whatever gets in his craw and he just goes on about it and it just draws attention to it. I wouldn't even draw attention to it. I'd say, okay, let people write whatever they want to. Who cares?
No, but I gotta tell you though, his base loves that the press is his foil. They love it. They eat it up, so I mean, I think it's effective, and I think that it's effective for...
Well, base, maybe they know something I don't know, but he's now president of the United States, and my view is if you're president of the United States, just ignore the bad stuff.
Yeah, but it's funny, Ellen. I mean, I'll be honest with you. It's like, you know, it's funny when he goes off the press, and it's funny to see the reaction of the press, and it's funny.
Not ought to react either. They ought to just say, okay.
Well, I agree. Listen, I agree with that. If they were smart, you know, it's like they play into him all the time by talking about this. I mean, I think they should ignore him, frankly, and just do their thing. Because, let's be honest, Ellen, for the last 8 years, the press didn't really ask Obama any tough questions, didn't really challenge him at all, and they have been very quick to call the president a liar. A liar. I mean, I never once heard anybody say that Obama was a liar. I can't recall that, except for me, maybe. But
I heard there were some more right-wing news outlets that accused him of that.
But not many. In general, people didn't utter the word liar. I mean, in general, let's be honest. I think it's effective in that he has a natural foil in the media. I think for him it's effective and it's funny. It's funny to see the press reaction. See, that's the main thing I think with Donald Trump is this. I don't think the press understands his sense of humor either.
Well, they probably don't. There's no question.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. Okay, on some other fronts, as you know, Congress is away this week. Next week they come back. The pressure is on for two things. Number one, confirm the rest of the president's appointments to the cabinet. And number two, Tuesday night, well, we normally would call it State of the Union, but because he's a new president, you call it an address to Congress.
Now, let me ask you this.
Oh, right.
And that happens Tuesday night.
Right. I was wondering about that. That's right. So basically it's just a different nomenclature just because of the fact that it's his first year. I'd forgotten that. Then that's good. Yeah, okay. So I was thinking about that. I was like, oh, that's weird. It's a joint, because they were calling it, and it didn't click in my mind. I'm glad you told me that. See? I learned something from you. I always learn something from you, Ellen Ratner.
Right. I saw you yesterday. You look in great shape.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so nice, and you look wonderful as well.
Well, thank you.
So you're not coming back to CPAC, correct?
No, I'm at the White House, and then I got to go to Boston. I have a friend who's not going to be on the planet more than another month or so. So I got to go see her in Boston.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Ellen.
Yeah.
No, I was hoping we were going to spend a little time together. We're at CPAC. We go to some parties or something tonight.
Well, you should tell me you're coming up, and I would have picked you up at the airport.
Oh, that's so nice of you. I didn't want to bother you, Ellen.
That's what I'm here for.
All right. Well, I'm going to start bothering you then some more.
Okay.
All right, Ellen. Hey, listen, thank you so much for coming on the show and everything that you do for us, all right?
Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News out of Washington, D.C. Yeah. CPAC 2017. It's crazy. Actually, it's not really. It's actually calmed down since yesterday. Yesterday was nuts. Yesterday, when the Secret Service came, swooped everything out, took all the media out of here, and there was a lot of angry people here yesterday. Not so much today. Today's a little calm. It's amazing how, as soon as Trump left, everything else kind of left. He took the oxygen with him. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.